Chapter 7. Emergencies, crashes, and enforcement stops. All drivers find themselves in an emergency situation sooner or later. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause you a problem. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Vehicle emergencies. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventative measures greatly reduces the chance your vehicle will have a problem. Following are some possible vehicle failures and what you can do if they happen. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, pump the brake pedal several times. This often builds up enough brake pressure to let you stop. If that doesn't work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that doesn't work, start shifting to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the car is off the road. Do not drive the vehicle without brakes. Tire blowout. If a tire suddenly goes flat, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually. Take your foot off the gas pedal and use the brakes lightly. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Power failure. If the engine dies while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. The steering may be difficult to turn, but you can do it. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, stay calm, visualize the road. Take your foot off the accelerator, begin braking. Try the headlight switch a few times and turn on the high beams. If that does not work, turn on the emergency flashers, turn signals, or fog lights if you have them. Pull off the road as soon as is safely possible. Gas pedal sticks. If the motor keeps going faster and faster, keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Apply steady pressure on the brake. Pull off the road when it is safe to do so. Turn off the engine. Drift or run off the road. If your vehicle's right wheels leave the pavement, take your foot off the accelerator and steer parallel to the road. When slowed down, ease back on the road when it's safe. Keep both hands on the steering wheel and steer into the road's right lane with a small left quarter turn of the steering wheel. Brake when you are back on pavement. Stay in the lane. Panicked drivers oversteer across the road and crash head on or roll off the other side. Wearing seat belts can increase your chances of surviving. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases they do act, but do something that does not help reduce the chance of the collision. There almost always is something you can do to avoid the crash, or reduce the results of the crash. In avoiding a collision, drivers have three options: stop, turn, and speed up. Stopping quickly. Most new vehicles have ABS, anti-lock braking system. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS system will allow you to stop without skidding. In general, if you need to stop quickly with ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work with the brake pedal pushed down. Without ABS, if you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. It is best to have your hands at about 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock positions, 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock in newer vehicles equipped with airbags on the steering wheel. Once you have turned away or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With ABS, one aspect of having ABS and electronic stability control, ESC, is that you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is very helpful if you must turn or stop or slow down. Without ABS, if you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. You also step on the brake pedal, but then you let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle some, and it puts more weight on the front tires, and this allows for a quicker turn. Do not lock up the front wheels while braking or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only plow ahead. Another consideration is that generally it is better to run off the road than to crash head on into another vehicle. Speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may occur when another vehicle is about to hit you from behind or the side and there is room in front of you to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Protect yourself in collisions. You may not always be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. If nothing works, try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is to use your lap and shoulder belts. Other than your safety belts, there are a couple of other things that could help you prevent more serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown backward. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Your lap and shoulder belts will help minimize your vulnerability to injury. Hit from the side. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown toward the side that is hit. Side airbags will help in this situation, but you still need your lap and shoulder belts to help minimize your vulnerability to injury. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If your vehicle is going to be hit from the front, try to turn your vehicle in such a way to avoid a direct, head-on collision. This may help to minimize potential bodily harm and damage. If your vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. Your seatbelt should help minimize vulnerability to injury. Accidents. Do not stop at an accident unless you are involved or emergency help has not arrived yet. Keep your attention on your driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be in or near the road. Never drive to the scene of an accident, fire, or other disaster just to look. You may block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks, and other rescue vehicles. No matter how good a driver you are, there may be a time when you are involved in a crash. If you are involved in an accident, you must stop. If you are involved in an accident with a parked vehicle, you must try to locate the owner. If any person is injured or killed, the police must be notified. It is a crime for you to leave a crash site where your vehicle was involved if there is an injury or death before police have talked to you and gotten all the information they need about the crash. You should carry a basic emergency kit that has flares and first aid supplies in your vehicle. At the accident scene. Stop your vehicle at or near the accident site. If your vehicle can move, get it off the road so that it does not block traffic. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of wrecked vehicles. Do not smoke around wrecked vehicles. Fuel could have spilled and fire is a real danger. If there are electrical wires down, do not go near them. Make sure that other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use flares or other warning devices to alert traffic of the accident. If someone is injured, get help. Make sure the police and emergency medical or rescue squad have been called. If there is a fire, tell the police when they are called. Do not move the injured, unless they are in a burning car or in other immediate danger. Moving a person can make their injuries worse. First, Help anyone who is not already walking and talking. Check for breathing, then check for bleeding. If there is bleeding, apply direct pressure directly on the wound with your hand or with a cloth. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by using pressure on the wound. Do not give injured persons anything to drink, not even water. To help prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover them with a blanket or coat to keep them warm. Report the accident. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the accident and any witnesses. Also, make sure to get the names and addresses of any injured persons. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash. Name, address, driver license number, vehicle information, license plate, make, model, and year of vehicle, and insurance company and policy number. Record any damage to the vehicles involved in the crash. Provide information to the police or other emergency officials if requested. Should the accident involve a parked car, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note in a place where it can be seen with information on how the owner can reach you and the date and time of the accident. You must report an accident immediately to law enforcement if anyone is injured or killed, or property damage is $500 or more. You must report to the highway patrol if there is an injury, a death, or property damage of $1,000 or more to one person's property. Accident forms or at law enforcement agencies are available from most insurance agents. You must file the report within 10 days of the accident. If you are injured and unable to complete the report, someone can file it for you. Driver response to emergency vehicles. The drivers of other vehicles must yield the right of way and, when possible and safe, pull over and stop at the right edge of the road when they see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction. These are the different types of emergency signals used by law enforcement and emergency vehicles. Police vehicle, siren and or red or blue flashing or rotating lights, or flashing or rotating amber lights. Authorized emergency vehicle, siren and or flashing or rotating red lights, or flashing or rotating amber lights. Montana state law, with respect to Montana code annotated 618346, requires that all non-emergency vehicles, in the presence of an emergency vehicle making use of audio and visual signals, yield the right of way and shall immediately drive to a position parallel and as close as possible to the right-hand edge or curb of the road. On highways with a posted speed limit of 50 mph or more, vehicles in a lane directly next to a stationary emergency or police vehicle displaying emergency signals must slow down to a speed of at least 20 miles below the posted speed limit. When possible, vehicles should switch to a lane farther away from the lane that the stationary vehicle is in. Enforcement stops. If a law enforcement officer pulls you over, acknowledge the officer's presence by turning on your right turn signal. Turning on your signal lets the officer know that you recognize his or her presence. An officer may become alarmed if you fail to recognize him or her, and might perceive that you have a reason to avoid yielding or that you might be impaired. Move your vehicle onto the right shoulder of the road. The officer will guide you using the patrol vehicle. Do not move onto the center median. Do not stop in the center median of the interstate or on the opposite side of a two-lane road. This places both the driver and the officer in danger of being hit by oncoming traffic. Stop in well-lit areas when possible. Pull your vehicle as far off the road as possible. When it's dark, look for locations that have more light, such as areas with streetlights, near restaurants, or service stations. End your cell phone conversation and turn off your radio. The officer needs your full attention to communicate with you to complete the enforcement stop in the least amount of time needed. Remain inside your vehicle unless otherwise directed by the officer. Never step out of your vehicle unless an officer directs you to do so. During an enforcement stop, the officer's priorities are your safety, the safety of your passengers, and the officer's own safety. In most situations, the safest place for you and your passengers is inside your vehicle. Exiting your vehicle without first being directed by an officer can increase the risk of being struck by a passing vehicle and increase the officer's level of feeling threatened. Driver and passengers should place their hands in clear view, for example, on the steering wheel, on top of your lap, etc. During an enforcement stop, an officer's inability to see the hands of the driver and all occupants in the vehicle increases the officer's level of feeling threatened. Most violent criminal acts against a law enforcement officer occur through the use of a person's hands, such as the use of a firearm, sharp object, etc. If your windows are tinted, it is recommended that you roll them down after you have stopped your vehicle on the right shoulder of the road and before the officer makes contact with you.